The question was asked, does that mean that in those moments Bilam had real clarity? So I try to make it a policy here at Machon Meir not to spend too much time quoting sources, because I think when a person is starting out, the sources will sometimes wear a person down. If you start hearing this is from here and that's from there, it can be distracting and even intimidating. So I purposely don't quote the sources. I just quote the answer that I think is correct for this stage of your learning. But, in all honesty, my previous answer was inaccurate, and as you'll see in a second. I presented one side of the answer. The truth is that there are two opinions among our sages as to what happened when Bilam came to bless us. I presented the side that Bilam had clarity. Yes, that is one understanding, that at that moment, Bilam had clarity and he gave blessing. But there's another understanding in our sages. Our sages say, according to another opinion, that at that moment, Bilam cursed. Because the verse says, "Vayahafoch Hashem Elokecha et hakelala livracha." Hashem overturned Bilam's curses into blessings. So one opinion says, Bilam looked at us and he had such venom for the Jewish people that all he wanted to do was curse, even when he was elevated. And what Hashem did was Hashem would make it change into a blessing. The other opinion says, Bilam tried to curse. Bilam did what he could to get a curse out, and Hashem would overturn it. Hashem would switch it around. What would end up coming out, Hashem switched it into a blessing. So it's not that Bilam reached that level that suddenly he saw clearly all the blessing, the way I said it earlier. There is an opinion in Talmud that says, no, even then he wanted to curse, and Hashem turned it into a blessing. So the answer to your question is that one opinion says yes, the other opinion says no.